You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Presented by Raytheon Technologies, our nearly 200,000 engineers, researchers, and people with purpose are building the future today. We're pushing the limits of known science to go deeper into space, advance aviation, and build smarter defense systems that protect all of us here at home. That's the future of aerospace and defense. Learn more at rtx.com.
The most interesting thing in tech?
A big, long investigative report we've just published in Wired on the hacks that rocked Brazil last year. The story begins in March of 2019, when the journalist Glenn Greenwald, who was heavily involved in the Edward Snowden leaks, started publishing stories about secret messages he'd received from basically all the top officials in Brazil's government. Their phones had pretty much all been hacked, and the messages were given to Greenwald. So the first thing that was surprising about this story is who did it. When it happened, everybody assumed, oh, somebody's going to hack all of those phones. It must be a state security service, or it must be someone with a lot of money, a powerful person with dark interests. Well, no, actually, it turned out it was just a guy who wasn't even a crazy good hacker. He just found out something about Telegram that made everybody's accounts vulnerable. He learned that Telegram, when you want to connect it to a new device, calls you up and gives you a PIN code. And it turns out it's pretty easy to spoof someone's phone number using voice over IP. So you can call up Telegram, request the code. Then he would do this at night while the person was sleeping. Or if the person wasn't sleeping, he would call their phone repeatedly, making sure that the message from Telegram went to voicemail. He would then use a voice over IP to get into the voicemail, and presto, he had access to everybody's messages, which eventually made their way to Greenwald. And there's a huge ethical question that this raises. It's one for journalism, for everybody who reports, and in a way, since anybody can publish information online now, it's a question for everybody, which is, what do you do when you're given information that is true, but that likely comes from someone breaking the law or from a hack? If you've induced them to break the law, then you're in violation of the law yourself. But if you haven't done that, it's just given to you, what are your obligations? And there are a couple of questions you have to consider. You have to consider the public interest of the news and the information. Will you save lives if you publish it? Or will it just titillate? You have to think about, what are the odds that the information was hacked? Because often you don't know. Is it likely the information is stolen? Is it definite? And then you have to think about the possibility the information has been manipulated. If it has been hacked, you often can't verify it. You need to call the person in question and see how they respond. There are a whole series of questions that are raised. Greenwald looked at all this, said, I'm going to publish, pressed ahead, led to massive changes in Brazil. It's an incredible story. It's in the current issue of Wired. And it's about the kind of scandal I think we'll see a lot of in the future. All right, that's the most interesting thing in tech. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.